Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1966, recorded on Thursday, the 6th of July 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Paddy Watkins, and joining me on this part of Chatterbox is
Ian Robertson.
And in a few moments, we will have a selection of local news stories featured this past week in the evening news. In addition to the news, we will have features and a selection of letters from the readers of the evening news, as well as our regular information desk. But to start, we would like to welcome new listeners. Mrs. Evelyn Coleman of Norwich and Mr. George Golby of Brundle. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition. And at the end of this week's Chatterbox, you will find the summer edition of Your Norfolk. We start this week with a mixed bag of news stories, including overheated patients at the Norfolk and Norwich make an appeal, and the City of Ale Festival reports another great result. But we start with a plea for fair play from the NLA.
A group which represents thousands of people who lease their homes from Norwich City Council has called for the authority to play fair over what it charges for repairs and maintenance. The Norwich Leaseholders Association, NLA, says people who've brought their former council homes from City Hall have been hit with bills for thousands of pounds for work they say should cost far less. The group, which will hold its annual general meeting at City Hall this week, says people have been left in tears after bills landed on their doorstep. They say that leaseholders are punished by the nature of the contract between Norwich City Council and the Norfolk County Council's arm's-length company, NPS. Work is grouped into large contracts to make it more convenient for the council, says the association. But they say that means work costs more for leaseholders, who could have sourced cheaper quotes independently. They gave an example where one leaseholder received a bill for about £1,500 for having her immersion heater replaced, while the association said that had she arranged for the replacement herself and put in a standard copper cylinder, it would only have cost a maximum of £250. David Feltham, chairman of the NLA, said, "In letting contracts under the present regime and practices, the council and its agents are not taking fully into account the impacts both financially or indeed morally and mentally this form of contracting is having on individual leaseholders. Indeed, the receipt of large demands for payment causes undue stress and worry for many individuals."
A group of patients at Norfolk Hospital have made an appeal for fans to be donated to help them and others cope during the hot weather. Sam Gidney from Thorpe St Andrew has been staying on the Hethel ward at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after she had difficulty breathing and is now being treated for clots on her lungs, a tissue inflammation called pleurisy, and an infection. Ms Gidney, 49, said, "The weather hasn't helped the breathing. We are fighting over fans to keep us cool. If there is someone out there to help with donating fans, the hospital would be very grateful." Ms Gidney said as she and a group of other patients with respiratory problems wanted to thank staff for doing an excellent job. She said, "We want to say a huge thank you to the Norfolk and Norwich for their care and outstanding service."
6 years on from the first ever City of Ale Festival, the event has gone from strength to strength, with more than 55,000 pints sold across Norwich this year. The 10-day celebration saw 43 Norwich pubs, 36 Norfolk and Suffolk breweries, and 250 different real ales involved. Around 55,000 pints of cask ale were consumed, the majority made with barley grown and malted in the region. Dawn Leader, co-founder of the City of Ailes, said, according to their research, 95% of pubs reported more people coming through their doors as part of an annual pilgrimage for this event. Many commented on the groups of visitors coming from all over East Anglia for the ale trails, and some had parties from much farther afield, she said. Fellow co-founder Phil Cutter, licensee of the Murderers on Timber Hill, said, not so long ago, the region had the reputation of a brewing desert. Well, look at it now.
A support unit for pupils with autism at a Norwich Academy will be kept open, the school has confirmed, after a consultation over its future ended. Parents voiced concern after Open Academy announced it was to consult on the future of its Specialist Resource Base, SRB, which educates 10 children with autism. They said the mix of specialist support and an education at a mainstream school offered a rare opportunity for children with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND, and a petition set up against closure attracted hundreds of signatures. So on Tuesday, the school confirmed the base would remain open. Principal John Platten said, following an extensive consultation with parents, students and staff, we are pleased to announce that Open Academy will continue to host the Autism SRB.